Marhaba, and welcome to the Matrix Green Pill, where real people connect.
Hello, and welcome back to the Matrix Green Pill podcast. My name is Shireen Zemo, and today I am excited to introduce the podcast guest of the week, Sonal Chibber. Sonal is an award-winning author, an editor, journalist, and a motivational speaker, among many other talents. So let's dive deep into finding all about Sonal and what she's up to nowadays. Sonal, welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Shireen. It's my pleasure to join your show and connect to my viewers. It's my pleasure.
Great, Sonal. So I'd like to start off with the basics. So could you maybe introduce yourself to our listeners and share a little background on how you got to where you are today?
As you have already mentioned, I am a multi-award-winning Indian author, editor, journalist, motivational speaker, and event moderator. I enjoy an exciting portfolio of work that allows me to inspire, create, and communicate. So I'm well-versed in corporate communications, business publications, content writing, event marketing, and media communication. I'm basically a people and engagement specialist with over 23 years of professional experience and expertise across a variety of platforms like content strategy, digital marketing, SEO, brand identity, e-commerce, employee experience, stakeholder engagement, blogs, and press releases. I have been in Dubai for last 15 years. It's like home for me. I received my golden visa also last year for my literary and cultural contributions. It's good to be in Dubai, and you know, I have vast experience in the fields of publishing, journalism, writing, and research across the Gulf, India, USA, UK, Canada, and South Africa. I use my multidisciplinary skill set to write publication content and research articles and play the role of keynote speaker and moderator during regional and international media events. So basically, my forte lies in writing, public speaking, and creating compelling content across multiple media platforms. And other than, you know, online and print publishing, copywriting, and journalism, I have experience in internal and external communications, marketing, communication, media relations, public relations, and event management. I am a graduate of political science with a master's degree in business management and a diploma in marketing, international business, e-commerce, mass communication, and certification in SAP Success Factors Employee Central Code. So I have won many awards for my writing and philanthropic work, such as the Best Writer Poetess Award, the Most Inspirational Woman Award, and the Changemaker of the Year Award, which was presented to me by His Excellency Dr. Boo Abdullah in Dubai. So I've played an integral role in Dubai Expo 2020 as well. And I'm happy to be a writer and journalist who loves traveling, exploring the world, and taking interviews with top-notch professionals and celebrities. I like to support, develop, and motivate teams to do their best. And I love living life on my own terms and believe in the quote by Benjamin Franklin, which is either write something worth reading or do something worth writing.
That's quite a background and an extensive career that you've mentioned. Let's delve into that. What do you think are some of the key elements of successful communication in today's digital age?
If you talk about some of the key elements, I would say that one needs to have clarity and consciousness in your writing. So, you know, with the information overload these days and shorter attention spans, it's crucial to communicate your message clearly and concisely. We need to use simple language to avoid jargon, and we have to get to the point quickly. we should have an audience-centric approach because we need to understand our target audience and tailor our message accordingly. So we have to consider their needs, interests, preferences, and use language and content that resonate with them. So at times, we need to personalize and customize our articles or whatever we want to portray and foster a connection with our audience because that's very important.
Those are some great points that you mentioned. And I also wanted to touch on your writing capabilities. You've obviously worked as a journalist and an editor, as you said, and have covered many different countries. So what gives you that drive and passion for writing and also for your books? How do you find inspiration in your work?
So I have a deep appreciation for language and the power of words. So I find joy in, you know, crafting sentences, creating narratives and conveying ideas in a clear and compelling manner. So writing allows me to express myself creatively and communicate with others effectively. So I have a natural curiosity about the world. I enjoy exploring new topics, conducting research and gaining knowledge. Writing provides me an opportunity to delve into various subjects, expand my understanding and share my insights with others. The ability to make an impact through writing is a significant motivator for me. You know, I understand that my words have the potential to inform, inspire, entertain, and even provoke thought. I aim to create content that resonates with readers and drives positive change or helps them in some way. So writing is deeply, you know, personal and fulfilling pursuit for me. It allows me to express my thoughts and it serves as a form of self-reflection and personal growth as well. So the act of writing itself brings me, you know, a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. And I value the connection I can establish with my audience. So through my writing and my books, I forge a bond, evoke emotions and, you know, create a sense of shared experience. Knowing that my words have touched someone or sparked a meaningful conversation is highly rewarding for me. So yeah.
That sounds quite interesting. They say that each author has their own way. So it's interesting to find out yours and to cover your mentioned broad international experience. How would you say that different cultures and the regions have also played a part in shaping your perspective on journalism and communication?
I believe that different cultures have distinct values, norms, and traditions that influence my approach to journalism and communication. For example, cultures that prioritize collectivism and harmony may emphasize consensus building and avoid controversy in my reporting. So on the other hand, you know, cultures that value individualism and freedom of expression help me in investigative journalism and a more confrontational approach. Each region has its own media landscape, which is shaped by factors such as media ownership, government regulations, and historical context. These factors influence the level of press freedom, I would say, the diversity of media, and the overall media environment. The availability and adoption of technology also varies across different religions. So in some technologically advanced regions, I have the access to a wide range of digital tools and platforms, which enables me to reach broader audiences and engage in real-time reporting. In other regions with limited technology infrastructure, I do face some challenges in accessing information and reaching audience effectively. And there are, of course, language and cultural barriers as well. But having lived in different countries like US, UK, Singapore, Dubai, and traveled extensively to 30 countries till now, so I have different cultures and languages and given me a global perspective because I learn from different cultures as well and the viewpoints and the issues prevailing in different countries. It always enriches my reporting and communication approaches and it leads to fostering cross-cultural understanding also and promotes diversity in my storytelling.
No, that makes a lot of sense, of course, that being exposed to a lot of different cultures, it makes such a difference in the way we view the world and how we approach people and everything. So that makes a lot of sense that you've mentioned that. I also wanted to ask, in terms of You mentioned that you're also a moderator at events and that you're a public speaker. You've definitely covered quite a few of different communication roles. So what would you say are the principles or the strategies that have been central to your success across the public speaking and digital marketing sphere?
Certain strategies work for me. Like, one is continuous learning. You have to be a learner throughout your life. So success in any field requires a commitment to lifelong learning. So I try to stay updated with the latest trends, technologies, and best practices in my area of expertise. And I seek for opportunities for professional development, be it doing courses, attending workshops, conferences, because I feel all these enhance my skills and knowledge. And also I chart out like clear goals for myself, and I try to develop strategic plan to achieve my goals. I always believe in the SMART objectives, which is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So I try to break larger goals into smaller and actionable steps to stay focused and motivated. Effective communication is critical in any role. So I try to develop strong verbal and written communication skills to effectively convey my ideas, persuade others, and build relationships. Because tailoring my communication style to the specific audience and content and context is very important to ensure clarity and understanding. And of course, we need to be flexible as well, because, you know, certain times we need to tweak our what we need to say. So we have to embrace change and be adaptable in our approach, because industries and technologies evolve rapidly, and being able to adapt and embrace new ideas, tools, and strategies is very crucial. And of course, you know, then creativity and innovation is important. We have to think outside the box. We have to explore new approaches. We have to look for opportunities basically to differentiate ourselves from by having unique ideas and strategies. And it has to be data-driven decision-making, because now with the digital and AI world, it's very important to stick to the facts and, you know, gain insights into customer behavior as well. Make informed decisions based on data rather than relying solely on intuitions or assumptions. Then collaboration and networking is very important, because seeking opportunities to collaborate with others is very vital, because we share knowledge and we learn from our peers and industry colleagues. We have to be resilient and perseverant in this field, because success rarely comes without setbacks or challenges. So we have to be prepared for everything. And last but not the least, I would say, you know, authenticity and integrity. There are no shortcuts, I believe. So you have to maintain authenticity and integrity in all aspects of your work. Being true to your values and principles and building trust with your audience is very important for long-term success.
Those are some excellent points that you've made. I particularly enjoy the fact that you mentioned about being data-driven and making informed decisions based on the data and not just your intuition. That's actually such a great point. And I think exactly like you said, in the digital age, not looking at data is extremely outdated, because that is the key.
Extremely dangerous as well.
Absolutely. That's such a great point, Sonal. I also wanted to touch on you mentioning that you were part of the Dubai Expo 2020. You were a prominent figure, part of it. Could you share some of your key experiences and takeaways from the event and exhibition? It was a huge thing here in the country, so must have been exciting to be a part of it.
It was, you know, so Dubai Expo 2020 was a significant global event that not only brought together nations, companies, but it brought together individuals as well to, you know, showcase innovation, collaboration, and cultural exchange. And I loved the expo's theme, which was Connecting Minds, Creating the Future. So it was focused on three sub-themes, which were very vital, like opportunity, mobility, and sustainability. I loved to speak at the expo as a moderator, as a keynote speaker, and some key takeaways which I found from Dubai Expo were, first of all, it was a great platform for global collaboration. So the expo provided a platform for nations to come together and collaborate on addressing global challenges and exploring opportunities. So it facilitated exchange of ideas, knowledge, best practices amongst participating countries, businesses, and visitors. Second of all, the innovation and technology. How can I, you know, forget that? Because Dubai Expo 2020 showcased cutting-edge innovations, technological advancements, and futuristic ideas. It heightened the role of technology in shaping various sectors, including, you know, sustainability, mobility, healthcare, banking, education. So a lot of industries and areas. And I also learned about sustainability and resilience via Expo, because the event emphasized the importance of sustainability and resilience in addressing global issues. So it showcased sustainable practices, renewable energy solutions, and initiatives focused on mitigating climate change, resource conservation, and environmental protection. And of course, there was cultural exchange and diversity as well. And it provided a platform for participating countries to showcase their traditions, heritage, art, music, cuisine, and, you know, it fostered the cultural exchange and dialogue. There were a lot of economic opportunities as well, because the expo created significant economic opportunities for participating countries and businesses. So it facilitated trade, investment, collaborations, opening up new markets, and fostering economic growth. Lastly, it had a legacy and future impact. So Dubai Expo 2020, people will remember for a long time, because it aimed to leave a lasting legacy beyond the event itself. The expo site, known as District 2020, is planned to be transformed into a sustainable urban development that will continue to drive innovation, research, and development in various sectors. So the event served as a platform for global engagement, showcasing innovations, addressing challenges, and promoting international collaboration across various domains. So yeah, and I do miss the expo, not to mention that.
I think you're not the only one. I think a lot of people miss going to the expo. It was something that everybody was actively doing multiple times in a week, sometimes every day. So it's definitely something that we all miss. And you made some excellent points. I think that there were amazing opportunities and takeaways that each person that attended or participated got. It does sound that you were left with the same type of impression. So Sonal, I wanted to ask you, in terms of your overall career, and especially you being an author, what is one piece of advice that you would like to share with young writers that are looking to explore that creativity within the field and industry?
I won't say one advice, but a lot of advices, because with young writers, I feel, who are looking to explore their creativity within the field, they need to embrace the power of practice and persistence, which I feel they are lacking, unfortunately, because they are young and they want shortcuts. But, you know, writing is a craft that develops and improves over time, and it requires the dedication and commitment to hone your skills and find your unique voice. So you need to write regularly. So you have to make writing a habit by setting aside, you know, dedicated time for it. Even as a seasoned writer, I do it. So, you know, I would advise that, because writing, you know, a few times a week or specific days doesn't work, because consistency is lost. So the more you write, the more you develop your writing style and discover your creative potential. And then you need to experiment with different styles and genres. Don't be afraid to, you know, explore different styles of writing, because you need to try your hand at fiction, nonfiction, poetry, even some experimental forms. This experimentation will allow you to stretch your creative muscles and discover what really resonates with you. And you have to read widely. There is no, I would say, a shortcut or no alternative to that. You have to read, because reading is an essential part of a writer's growth. So you need to read books, articles, essays, works from different genres and authors. And you have to pay attention to, you know, your own writing techniques and storytelling methods, and you need to really engage the readers. You have to read widely and expand your knowledge and vocabulary, and get influence from good writers, take their, you know, opinion and tips, and you have to embrace the editing process as well, because editing is more important, I would say, than writing, because you need to edit your work, you need to rewrite your articles, or even I do that with my books. So, you know, don't be discouraged by early drafts that may not meet your expectations later on. You have to embrace the editing process as an opportunity to refine your work. You have to edit for clarity, grammar and style, and you have to seek feedback from trusted peers or mentors to gain different perspective on your writing. And you have to have a writing ritual. I have that. So you have to discover what ritual or practice, you know, inspires your creativity. It could be finding a quiet space, or, you know, listening to music, going for walks, or journaling. So you have to, for me, it is like when I feel overwhelmed, I go to a beach, sit for some time and see the sunset. It soothes me down and, you know, it flares my creative juices, I would say. So you need to find that quiet space for you, and you have to embrace failure and learn from it. Not every piece of writing will be a masterpiece, and that's okay. So not every book, I've written 5 books and 50 anthologies, but not all books have been successful. But then I have to embrace the failure as a part of creative process. And everybody needs to learn from, you know, setbacks and rejections, because each experience contributes to your growth as a writer and helps you refine your skills. And you need to connect with writing communities, which is very important, because you need to connect with other fellow writers, whether online or in person. So engage in workshops, writing groups, online forums where you can share your work, receive constructive feedback, and connect with like-minded individuals who understand the joys and challenges of writing. And finally, I would say, you know, trust your voice and embrace authenticity. I would always stress on being, you know, authentic and real, because you need to embrace your unique voice and perspective. Don't be afraid to write from your own experiences, thoughts and emotions, because I do that, and I find I'm able to connect with the audiences, because audience likes authenticity and honesty in your writing, and your work will resonate with readers if you make your work stand out and connect with the audience. Writing is a journey of self-discovery and growth. We need to embrace the process, stay curious, and have confidence in our creativity. We should keep writing, exploring, evolving, and we can continue to develop as a good writer. And with experience, I'm sure, you know, the young writers will be a force to reckon with.
Wow, I think you just gave some incredible advice and insights to all the young listeners who are passionate about exploring their writing capabilities. Make sure to keep these things in mind, as I really think you gave away a lot of great points. You're definitely not someone who's gatekeeping all her secrets. Those are some great points, Sonal. Thank you so much for sharing that and for sharing your journey. We've actually come to a segment of our show where I would like to play a quick game with you with some rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so we'll start with something that I think should be fairly easy for you. Who is your favorite author currently?
I like Michelle Obama a lot. The recent book she has written, it just resonated with me, and because it talks of women empowerment and, you know, accepting yourself as you are. So yeah, I would say currently she's on my hit list.
That's a great one. When throughout the day do you feel the most productive?
So early mornings, I would say. Once I get up and I see the sunrise and the whole environment of the early morning, the birds chirping, and everything is so, you know, pure and silent. So that is the best time where if I have to work on my book or some, you know, article, that's the best time I feel, because I'm very fresh, positive and productive at that time.
That makes so much sense. I think a lot of people feel the same about being early birds. Okay, last question. One, what is the best writing advice that you have ever gotten?
I've already mentioned, but I would say to be real, to be authentic. Because many, I feel, are copying each other's works or comparing. So I got the advice from a profound writer that, you know, you be real and recognize your own strength, because your style would be the unique from others. And if you stay authentic and real, you will be connecting to the audience real quickly, because they can also gauge that you are being real. So just stay real and try to connect with the audience. So that's the best advice I got.
I think that's a fantastic piece of advice for all our listeners as well. So thank you for playing along. And just before we wrap up, I'd love to ask you about the long anticipated green pill moment question. What would you say was your green pill moment, the action or event that was the turning point for you or your career?
I am an Indian expat living in Dubai for the last 15 years with my family. I am a mom of 3 kids. Educationally, I have a degree in business management and teaching and had a successful career in the corporate and educational sector before taking a career break during the pandemic to balance out my family life. So while I love being at home and, you know, spending time with my family, a side of me was looking to venture out. That is when I decided to pursue my passion for writing. Though I was a chief writer in my college days, but, you know, with corporate and family life, my love of writing had taken a backseat. So this pandemic, it gave me a time to, you know, reevaluate my priorities, reignite my passion for writing. And it so happened that there was a writing contest by College Times, which I, you know, reluctantly participated in just to see how much I'm still good at writing. And fortunately, I won that, and they were pretty impressed with my writing. And after that, there was no looking back, because, you know, it gave me the much needed push and confidence. My inputs after that started getting featured in reputed newspapers, magazines, websites, books, radio, TV, and blog portals, not only in UAE, but India, UK, USA, South Africa, and many other countries. So this got me the appreciation, acknowledgement, and respect I see. With encouragement from my family, I decided to follow my dreams and bust a myth which always says that women who take a career break are less ambitious or committed to their work. So I wanted to really bust that no matter you are married, you have kids, you take a break, you can still get back to your passion. And, you know, I enjoy writing, communicating, and connecting with people, and I love to pen my thoughts. This is why I started my personal blog on Instagram as an influencer to share my inputs and experiences. And gradually, I garnered a large following and my blog page became the most loved lifestyle blog in UAE. And I won many awards, you know, as a blogger and writer. So then I took a leap of faith and unleashed my passion for becoming an exemplary author by writing and releasing my books worldwide. So today I am an author of 5 books, 50 anthologies, and, you know, many publications of technology and business. COVID time, I would say, was really instrumental in making me take a break and reevaluating my priorities, igniting my passion of writing, and becoming an award-winning writer, poetess, speaker, blogger, and inspirational woman in UAE. And I especially write to encourage women, because I think, feel, you know, women are the cornerstone of society and they need to be treasured and encouraged, because I feel now, basically, with the digital world, with the new world, women are a force to reckon with. So they need to, you know, be congratulated. So I basically write to inspire and motivate all, especially women, because I feel women are the cornerstone of society and they need to be, you know, cherished and encouraged. Because in this digital world and the new world, women are a force to reckon with. Women are gaining new sides in this world, and they need to be, you know, acknowledged, appreciated, respected, be it by awards, be it by recognition. My writings are specifically women-oriented, because I feel it's my motto in life to inspire women and help them discover their passion and do well in life and do their best. So nothing satisfies me more than to encourage women.
That is such a great turning point that you had, because it's kind of crazy that just one moment or one occasion like this competition was for you. It was quite life-changing, I would say. Again, I wanted to just say thank you for sharing your journey and inspiring all the listeners today with your experience and knowledge. I could feel your passion for sharing your journey and your passion for being an author and a writer. So it's definitely inspiring. And just before we say our goodbyes, I'd love to have the opportunity to share your social media handles in case anybody wants to follow your journey or connect with you. Where could they reach out to you?
So I'm available on basically all social media channels. I'm most active on LinkedIn, where my ID is Sonal B. Chibber. Even on Instagram, it's Sonal B. Chibber. YouTube channel, it's Sonal Shines. I have my website with same name, Living Life on Own Terms by Sonal B. Chibber. Facebook and Twitter all have the same name, Sonal B. Chibber. You know, people can connect to me and I would love to help them out and give them tips if they want. So yeah.
Amazing. Look at you. You're so active on all social media platforms. That's amazing. Again, thank you so much, Sonal. It was such a pleasure and we wish you all the best with all your future endeavors.
Thank you so much, Shireen, for being a great host, listener, and thanks to, you know, Matrix Media for, you know, giving this opportunity to me to be the guest speaker and share my story and journey. Thank you so much.
If you enjoy our conversations, please like and subscribe. See you next Wednesday.